The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Kerry Magazine, Yes Weekly, Wilmington Magazine, and, if time allows, Our State. Our first story is from Kerry Magazine, Restaurant Profile, Sophie's Grill and Bar by David McCreary. When considering Sophie's Grill and Bar in Kerry, a time-worn cliche comes to mind: don't judge a book by its cover. From the outside, you may be tempted to assume it's just another sports bar, but as you approach the front door, a chalkboard sign clearly indicates this is no ordinary eatery. Wednesday is Latino night. Saturday features belly dancing, and Sunday involves Russian trivia. We have a variety of events as Sophie's appeals to diverse people in our community who seek a place that offers personalization and inclusiveness, said proprietor Delislava Desi Nikolova, who hails from Bulgaria. We are not corporately owned, so we can cater to a wonderful array of unique requests and serve our guests better with our team's efforts and with very good food. Hospitality reigns supreme at Sophie's, which somehow manages to please the beer and burger crowd as well as those seeking an authentic Eastern European experience. It's not often you see jumbo chicken wings and Hungarian goulash on the same bill of fare, never mind baked Armenian figs and stuffed Bulgarian peppers. If you're in the mood for a burger and fries, order the next-level good My Big Fat Lamb Burger with feta cheese. Or choose Nelly's Burger, named after beloved manager Nelly Dimitrova, a beef patty crowned with melted Bulgarian cheese and scratch-made lutanica, a Bulgarian spread containing red peppers, tomatoes, and eggplant. Among the tempting old-world entrees prepared by chef Galina Nikolova, no relation to the owner, consider trying the Slavonian stew, encompassing Croatian-style chicken, potatoes, and vegetables served in a clay pot. The grilled Serbian pork sausage, seasoned with traditional spices, and cabbage rolls stuffed with ground beef, pork, and rice, topped with Hungarian paprika sauce. For a special treat, call in advance and request the incomparable kapama stew, brimming with pork, chicken, beef, Bulgarian pork sausage, cabbage, tomatoes, and rice. I prepare the kapama stew myself, Desi said, and it includes a Bulgarian spice called chubrica. While Desi enjoys accommodating loyal regulars who come in and order from the menu, she also relishes opportunities to host elevated private functions. We are not just a grill and bar, but we are also a fine dining restaurant for special occasions, she explained. We see a lot of different people from various nationalities, and we are well suited to cater to their needs. We do weddings, receptions, anniversaries, birthdays, all types of group events and parties. To assist her in pulling off memorable special occasions, Desi reached out to Kerry resident Paul Rhodes, a wild game chef and field-to-table consultant who makes himself available to Sophie's for private events. Rhodes brings solid credentials ranging from his training at the Culinary Institute of America to his extensive experience cooking in upscale restaurants. On the day we visited, Rhodes prepared a sampling of impressive offerings, including grilled jumbo tiger shrimp marinated in lemon garlic vinaigrette, served atop a couscous cake, fresh red snapper with a tomato-based fish stock, and Mediterranean rack of lamb crusted with oregano, mint, and parsley with Swiss chard and roasted garlic potatoes. I like to keep things simple while offering something distinctive, said Rhodes, whose wife is Bulgarian. Reserved events take place either in a charming private room with seating for 16 guests or at several community tables in the main dining area that can easily accommodate larger groups. Off-site catering is also available. I like to meet with people to discuss what type of event they want and the budget they have to work with, Desi said. We provide beautiful food and drinks for a reasonable price, and we do not charge people to rent the space. Sophie also now serves its exclusive Nukolov private label wine imported from the country of Georgia. Presented in dry and semi-sweet varieties, red and white wine is made from Saparavi and Rakatseli grapes harvested in 2020 from the Kashmi Village region. Georgia is one of the oldest wine-making countries in the world, said wine master and dining room manager Simeon Ganchev. The Nikolov wines we serve pair nicely with the food and are well-balanced on the palate. Wine dinners are scheduled at least once a month. Call or check the website for dates. Beginning May 14th, the restaurant will offer a weekly Tuesday afternoon high tea service from 2 to 4 p.m. Sophie's is open daily at 11 a.m. with continual service for lunch and dinner. Reservations are recommended at dinner, especially on weekends. An outdoor patio provides seating for 50. We try our best to satisfy every guest, Desi said with a smile. Sophie's Grill and Bar is located in the West Park Place Shopping Center at 2734 NC55 in Cary. Their phone is 919-757-3317, and their website is sophiesgrillandbar.com. Our next story is also from Cary Magazine. Liquid Assets, Tangtini, from Hoppy House Taproom and Hangout Place, by Jamie Nolan. Nestled in the heart of RTP lies a hidden gem for cocktail lovers and beer enthusiasts alike. Since its grand opening in November of 2022, Hoppy House Taproom and Hangout Place has become a beacon for those seeking a unique drinking experience. Hoppy House offers a novel concept in beverage enjoyment. With 56 self-serving taps, including 45 North Carolina-based beers, 5 craft cocktails, 4 wines, and 2 whiskeys, patrons can explore a wide range of spirits with zero wait time once checked in. Stop in and sample a popular concoction crafted with tangy orange flavors and premium vodka, the Tangtini. Its refreshing taste and vibrant hue make it a delightful spring and summer sipper. Like the other draft cocktails at Hoppy House, the Tangtini is sourced from Reverie Cocktails based in Southern Pines. Reverie batches and delivers kegs of carbonated cocktails like Strawberry Lavender Gin and Tonic, Kentucky Blackberry Mule, and Seasonal Margaritas. And the selection at Hoppy House rotates monthly. The process used to ensure the last pour tastes as great as the first means you quite literally can't try this at home. When making our cocktails in keg format, we work with oils, food-grade acids, and clarified juices, which we achieve using enzymes and centrifuges, to create great-tasting drinks that can be carbonated and have very long shelf lives, explained Reverie owner Tony Cross. Pair the Tangtini with savory snacks like spicy cauliflower bites, nachos, or mac and cheese bites. The cocktail's tangy orange notes harmonize beautifully with the bold flavors of these dishes. Whether it's a casual catch-up with friends or a lively trivia night, Hoppy House's atmosphere is always exciting. Cheers to good times and great drinks. And you can look for information about these places, hoppy-house.com, and Reverie, I'm going to spell this out, R-E-V-E-R-I-E-C-O-C-K-T-A-I-L-S.com. Now I'm going to read from Yes Weekly, 2 articles back-to-back by John Batchelor. I really like John Batchelor. I feel like he does legitimate restaurant reviews, and he writes pretty well. So the first, Chow Down with John Batchelor at Moselle's. In one of the most original functional property transformations ever, Jennifer Smith, owner of Moselle's, converted a building that was once a diner into what is, if not strictly speaking, fine dining, then pretty close, in a casual sort of way. The restaurant opened in 2008. A lot of the seating is outdoors under large umbrellas, and this is the perfect time of year to utilize the setting. Fall is great, too. The rest of the year is determined by temperature and accommodations and adaptations the staff makes for the space. Seating inside is somewhat limited. One row of tables lines the front just beyond the open kitchen. Another smallish space flanks to the side. Given space limitations, reservations are always a good idea. And given this restaurant's well-earned popularity, those slots tend to be taken fairly well in advance. Plan ahead. The restaurant is named after Jennifer's grandmother. Moselle was her first name. Jay Pierce is executive chef. I have been following and admiring him for decades in Greensboro, in addition to Winston-Salem. He has helmed Moselle's Kitchen for 6 years, modifying and updating a menu that he inherited. The food here follows a Southern theme, with emphasis on local providers when possible. While there is a set menu, the website promises that accommodations to any dietary request can be made. As a courtesy, I would urge patrons with unusual requests to call ahead. Adult beverage service is limited to beer and wine. No bar, no mixed drinks or liquor. As is the trend these days, the wine list contains mostly unfamiliar selections. But servers are knowledgeable enough to make informed suggestions, and small tastes, gratis, were provided to assist decision-making. I think such service is mandatory for wine lists like this, so Moselle's passes the test. The food passes any test I might apply, with room to spare. A starter of Southern spring rolls combines pulled pork with shredded collards and Napa cabbage, plus diced shiitake mushrooms seasoned with sesame and ginger in a crisp fried shell. Three are sliced on the diagonal and presented over leaf lettuces, a creative variation on a staple from another cuisine. Artichoke spinach dip places the artichoke first in name and primary in flavor. A chili torreado, a blistered chili pepper, rests alongside. It lends flavor and heat, but the heat is not excessive, and I had no difficulty eating it a bite at a time, although you could cut it up and add it to the dip. I'll bet this was a contribution from the line cooking staff that I observed. Salads can be converted to entrees with the addition of a protein. My wife ordered a Caesar sans supplement and found romaine lettuce, very lightly dressed, cut into bite-sized pieces, topped with crisp croutons. The flavor of romaine lettuce stands in the forefront. The seasonal section of the menu provides a spring bowl, likewise adaptable. This is big, an entree-sized portion of arugula, green peas, radish slivers, frika, which is toasted wheat kernels, and pepitas, toasted pumpkin seeds, decorated with tortilla chips, all dressed in avocado dressing. It's really tasty, functional as a vegetarian entree, or a substantial separate course. I guess any restaurant that follows a Southern theme, even if it is not a strict adherence, has to have two classic entrees. Shrimp and grits here are unusually rich, a function primarily of sherry cream sauce. The menu vows that the shrimp are wild-caught American, supplemented with serrano ham and diced sweet peppers. The shrimp are deveined and cooked just right tender. For its fried chicken, the kitchen uses boneless breast meat, lightly battered and tender, a more sophisticated rendition than the heavier traditional Southern style. This comes with macaroni and cheese, a stellar preparation that uses cream, Parmesan, and Tillamook white cheddar cheeses, and al dente green beans, maybe more at home in a kitchen in Southern France than North Carolina. Quite tasty and fresh. Meatloaf fits the Southern theme as well. In this case, two patties of blended beef from Brasstown Beef, a superior product, and locally raised pork with melted Havarti cheese topped with tomato marmalade. Cheese grits host the presentation along with spicy fresh collard greens. I don't think it's too much to ask that the stems be more thoroughly removed. The obligatory salmon entree is seared as precisely as I have ever encountered, crusty on the exterior, soft and moist inside. This is surrounded by a mild coconut curry sauce that marries well with the cheese grits, further decorated with a little arugula salad on the side of the plate. Partly because the website promised vegetarian selections, but mostly just because it sounded good in the menu description, guest Jerry ordered tomato pie. The hand-rolled crust generates excellent flavor in its own right, hosting sweet, meaty Stanislaus tomatoes and a succotash of corn and edamame, soybeans, which provide protein, seasoned with blue plate mayonnaise and fresh basil, extended with sharp cheddar and Parmigiano-Reggiano cheeses. Moselle's names Toddle House Chocolate Pie in homage to the former occupant of this space. A very long time ago, I carried a newspaper route on Elm Street by the Toddle House in Greensboro, where I traded a daily paper for pie. Chocolate was a favorite then, and this version could become one now. Moselle's is good any time, but spring is best. See you there. Moselle's is located at 878 West 4th Street in Winston-Salem. Their phone is 336-703-5400, and the website, mozelles.com. And also from John Batchelor, chow down at Freeman's Grub and Pub. I have admired this building since I was in graduate school at UNCG a long time ago. The two-story brick structure was originally constructed in 1911. A wall poster lists the previous occupants. D.S. Freeman, who operated a grocery here, was the original owner. That's where the name of the restaurant comes from. Freeman's Grub and Pub, which opened in 2014, is situated on the ground floor. Emily and Kevin Purcell are the owners. They helped with the original operation, then left Greensboro in 2021 to travel in their car. They were in Seattle when they got a call asking if they would like to come back and buy the building and business from their former bosses and friends. They took over ownership in March of 2022. The interior is small, very casual, with partially exposed brick walls harkening back to the structure's past. A stone fireplace occupies space on one wall. The bar shelves that hold liquor are reclaimed wood. The tables and bar tops are made with sapele wood. Randy Pettigrew and Dustin Pitts were the custom woodworkers who made and installed them. Servers are personable, deliveries prompt. You might ask about specials, though. We were advised of wine discounts that were available that night only. This restaurant won Best Drink Menu in Yes Weekly Reader's Choice Awards last year. Starting with a cocktail, therefore, seemed like a good idea. It was. The Liger blends Tito's vodka with ginger beer, lime juice, and fresh mint for a delightful, refreshing result. The Kraken is good, too. Spiced rum, ginger beer, bitters, and lime. Requisite beers and wines are available as well, of course, in the pub. From the first bite, I could tell that, unlike so many pub concept restaurants, this kitchen makes just about everything from scratch. In an email interview, the owners identified the following: apple chutney, blackberry barbecue sauce, blackberry honey, mustard, brisket gravy, brisket sauce, brown butter, buffalo sauce, butterfly pie, Caesar dressing, candied pecans, Cheerwine barbecue sauce, fig balsamic dressing, fry sauce, house rub, house vinaigrette, mojo sauce, pickled veggies, ranch dressing, smoked blue cheese dressing, vinegar barbecue sauce, white slaw, smoked items like chicken wings, pulled pork, and beef brisket, plus seasonal and weekly specials. Within the framework of a pub concept, the food shows imagination and skill. To create a starter named Poppers, jalapeno peppers are sliced, seeded, and blanched. then filled with pimento cheese and scattered with real bacon and torn cilantro leaves. The peppers do not overpower the mellow cheese flavor, and the taste of the bacon is clearly evident. Brussels sprouts earned praise for restraint in conception as well as skill in execution. They are sautéed in brown butter, yielding crisp leaves while leaving their natural flavor intact. My wife does not like Brussels sprouts. I do. But she picked through the outer leaves to get the crispiest pieces and enjoyed every one of them. Crisp crostini lent a bit of texture. The chicken wings rank among the best I have ever had. They are coated in a dry rub, smoked, then fried, and this kitchen gets just the right level of crispness in the skin. We tried two dressings, blackberry honey mustard and blue cheese. I liked the latter better, my wife the former. The middle section of the menu is devoted to sandwiches. I ordered banh mi with steak, and it was okay, but if I order it again, I will go for the pork version instead. Thin slices of beef just didn't produce as much flavor as I would have hoped, but the overall impact was pretty good. A function of light, crisp, sub-style bread, pickled vegetables, mayonnaise, and cilantro. The Cuban, on the other hand, is a winner. Alternating slices of country ham, smoked pulled pork, and Swiss cheese, accented with mustard and pickle slices. Sandwiches come with one side, and for the ones we chose, therein lies a bit of magic. Street corn is grilled, brownish edges evident among the kernels, scattered with shredded cojita cheese and cilantro on top. White bean chicken chili reveals deep, rich flavor from the chicken, with the white beans absorbing and conveying chicken broth flavor, as well as making their own contribution. Ordered separately, sides only cost $4. And a serving of this chili would be mandatory on a return visit, maybe as a small entree. Succotash combines corn, zucchini, and pieces of bacon cooked in brown butter. French fries are pleasantly crisp in texture, albeit relatively mild in potato flavor. One entree provides servings of three meats, aptly named barbecue three-way. Those great chicken wings lead things off, followed by tender, rich pulled pork, concluding with beef, brisket, and Texas-styled barbecue sauce, equally tender and tasty, with a great crust. This is a real taste adventure and a relative bargain for what you get, priced at $25. A small serving of white coleslaw is included. Freeman's pushes the right buttons, locally owned, personable, historic, solid value, good drinks, and good food. See you there on a future visit. Freeman's Grub and Pub is located at 1820 Spring Garden Street in Greensboro. Their phone number is 336-333-3399, and they can be found on Facebook.com under Freeman's Grub and Pub. And our last article is from Wilmington Magazine, The Smokehouse. 10 years later, a fledgling idea turns into three smokehouse locations, by Judy Royal. Troy Knight moved to Southport in 1999 with his North Carolina-born wife, Tabitha, and started Generations Church in 2005. He was focusing on his pastor work and family when his hobby of smoking meats on his back porch started to take on a life of its own. By 2014, he found himself owning a restaurant on a whim, in addition to his full-time career. The Smokehouse at Southport is now celebrating 10 years in business, but within that decade, Knight has opened two additional locations, the Smokehouse at Leland in 2020, and most recently, the Smokehouse at Monkey Junction in southern New Hanover County last fall. The restaurants specialize in wood-smoked barbecue and homemade sides in a casual environment. I had no restaurant experience at all, Knight says. I just had a passion for barbecue and brisket and had cooked it most of my adult life. As a Texas native, Knight is particularly fond of beef brisket, but his menus also include pulled pork, chicken, sausage links, and ribs. All the non-fried sides, like potato salad, mac and cheese, and two kinds of slaw, are homemade. For the fried items, like hush puppies, fries, and okra, Knight seeks out quality ingredients. If it's average, we don't want it on the menu, Knight says. We want to keep it simple. We're going to try to do less in terms of the number of things on our menu, but we want to do it better than anybody else. The goal is to make the best brisket in the world, he says, using hickory wood smoked meat with a simple rub of coarse ground pepper and salt, just like they do in Central Texas. I think we do brisket better than anybody around this area. We work really hard at it and are always tweaking it to make it better. Our goal is to be consistent. That's one of our core values. Every time you come in, it's going to taste the same. Like many famous barbecue restaurants in Texas, workers at each smokehouse location load up the smoker the night before, smoke the meats for 12 hours, and sell them until they run out. Knight says the Southport restaurant often sells out of brisket during dinner hours. In addition to brisket, top sellers include pulled pork, white slaw, baked beans, and buffalo chips. Each restaurant offers 7 different homemade sauces, something for everyone, no matter where they're from. Sweet is a Kansas City version. Spicy is Texas. Tangy is Virginian. White is a mayonnaise-based sauce popular in Alabama. Eastern is North Carolina vinegar and pepper. Lexington is from the Piedmont version of region of North Carolina. Mustard is based on what you'll find in many South Carolina barbecue joints. There is also a toppings bar with accompaniments such as pickles, onions, and jalapenos. After taking a leap on the second location in Leland, which ended up coinciding with the beginning of COVID-19, Knight wasn't really looking for a third restaurant. If and when he was ready, he had Shalott in the back of his mind. However, he realized a lot of people from Wilmington were driving to the Leland spot, so when the old Dickie's Barbecue Pit location in Monkey Junction became available, he decided to go for it. Knight admits owning 3 restaurants while heading a large church is challenging, but he said having a great team makes it easier to balance everything. I've become good at delegating, he says. I stay in my lane at what I'm good at, and I trust good people to run the day-to-day, and it's worked out well. So the smokehouse, original smokehouse, is located at 5120 South College Road in Wilmington, North Carolina. Their number is 910-338-8220, and you can find them online at thesmokehousemj.com. We've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I am Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.